Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, October 28th, 7:31 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Jared DeBlick, Associate Pastor at Trinity Lutheran Ministries and new campus pastor at SIUE here in Edwardsville, not too far from St. Louis. Good morning, Pastor DeBlick.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us this morning, and fairly new at Trinity and serving in campus ministry there at Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, and new to the Office of Holy Ministry too, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, glad to have you with us this morning. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and how you got interested or started thinking about the possibility of serving as a pastor.
Sure. I grew up in a small farming community. Cordova, Illinois, Quad City area, northern Illinois, but still the Central Illinois district. Grew up actually in the ELCA, was there for a number of years, and in my junior senior year, we saw some problems within that church body, and we went to the LCMS, and my pastor there encouraged me in theological study. And I went on to Concordia University, Wisconsin, studied history and theological languages, and then was accepted to the seminary in Fort Wayne and graduated there. And here I am at Trinity Lutheran Ministries.
Well, very good. And so you've been at Trinity since this summer, correct?
Correct.
And when you were in seminary, were you thinking campus ministry is where you might end up?
You know, I wasn't an initial thought, but as I kind of went along, I was thinking about some of the challenges that are faced with younger students, mm-hmm. and the opposition that they receive in this world. We're all fallen sinners, and that corruption seems to be even more highlighted in our universities, and the students there particularly need a word of clarity from God's word. And as I began to ponder that more and more at the seminary level, I began to think, you know, maybe campus ministry is where I see myself.
And I think you really pointed out why it's so important that we have campus ministries. I know that Pastor Zill and so many other pastors who are working like you are working in campus ministry for the sake of bringing truth to our campuses. You're right. It's a time in one's life where our worldview is shaped so significantly. Certainly throughout all our lives, our worldview is shaped, but there's so much that happens during those college years, kind of our first taste of independence from our parents, living
Absolutely.
On our own, and studying under professors who bring all kinds of different worldviews, many which might be different from ours or our families or from our parents, from our churches. And it's a good time to test and challenge our worldviews, but it also presents some presents some difficulties, as you mentioned. So having campus pastors, having campus ministries is very important.
Absolutely. You know, when I was going through Concordia, Wisconsin, had a campus ministry there, obviously. That was very formational. I also went off campus several times to a wonderful campus ministry, Lutheran Memorial Chapel, with Reverend Weeding, who wrote the book The Blessings of Weekly Communion. And there I found that the building blocks and the formation of a campus ministry was so vital to my ongoing study of God's word and understanding of the culture and just the larger world around me and all the worldviews, like you mentioned, that come in opposition to God's word of truth.
And you bring up another good point. What is it that makes up a very valuable and helpful campus ministry? We know that quite often we think of pizza parties or tailgating parties and things like that, and those are fun. What is it? excuse me. What is it that was so valuable to you as a student that makes campus ministry important that you want to bring to these students at SIUE?
That's a great question. The value of regular worship, being in God's word, and hearing the confessional truth of our church. I'm always pleasantly surprised when students, you know, we all enjoy pizza and the snacks that we bring for campus ministry and the fellowship that we share together. But there's always an underlying hunger and desire, a spiritual hunger, if you will, for the truth of God's word and hearing what Christ has to say about us. And hearing God's word, the students respond in ways that always I'm always learning from them. And it's amazing what a campus ministry can do and provide, not only for the students, but you know, for the pastors who go out into that mission field, if you will, and proclaim that gospel.
So first and foremost, the most important thing is the word, the study of God's word, worship, where we receive his word and sacraments, those gifts. Pizza's okay. As a matter of fact, it's probably good among college students.
It's great.
Food
great.
In general is a good thing among college students. Mm-hmm. Now, do your students have a favorite? What are some of the favorite things that your students like to do so far? I mean, you've been there since what, July, so or the summer. So what have you learned about campus ministry thus far?
Well, it is kind of a learn-as-you-go kind of process. I've had wonderful teachers. Our senior pastor, Reverend John Shank, he's been working with the college students as well as our DC, Eric Dunn, and they've been really formational for me just to, you know, get my hands on it and start working with the students. But also, you know, the students themselves will lead you and show you, you know, what they're looking for. And, you know, give God the glory that they're looking for learning and being more learned in God's word. We've been to Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis area, to the Lay Institute on Revelation, and never thought that would be something that I would be doing with college students, but they want it. They want to hear and learn and grow deeper in God's word. And I think it's because they want to be able to pass it on to other students and to be able to confess God's word in the worldview that they've been placed in their on their college campuses. But we also do a lot of fun things too. We go to Eckert's apple orchard and the things like that. And we're hoping to go to the Creation Museum, and of course the Taboo, the LCMS Campus Ministry Conference.
And we'll talk. I want to talk more about that.
Sure.
I know we've got some conversations coming up in the near future here on His Time and on Faith and Family, talking about the Campus Ministry Conference Taboo here in St. Louis. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. It just hit me that it's about 7:30 in the morning, 7:39, and I have a campus ministry pastor in the studio, and had to think about it. What is a day in the life of a campus ministry pastor like? Because 7:30 in the morning is probably not your usual gig. You're probably not up very early when it comes to college students.
Yeah, we don't. I'm first and foremost, of course, the associate pastor at Trinity. So I've many duties, as you're well aware, and as our listeners are well aware, that you know pastors they don't work just one day of the week. We have several duties, and I'm happy to wake up in the morning, study God's word, go and visit our parishioners, and then you know as the events come up, we work with the college students. We go out there and to their campus, to the SIUE, and we enjoy each other and God's word. So it's a many and varied work and labor being a campus pastor and a
probably many
pastor.
Late evenings, I'm
yes.
guessing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep, it can get pretty late.
Well, I'm impressed that you're here so early in the morning to talk with us about campus ministry. I'm sure many of your students are probably still fast asleep, except for those who have an 8 o'clock class. They'll be rolling out of bed in 5 minutes to
That's
go to
right.
class.
Yep, absolutely.
I remember those days wearing my my sweats to go to class, the 8 o'clock class.
Absolutely.
I remember my first 2 years of college going to community college. Nearly every semester I had an 8 o'clock class. So when I transferred to Concordia University in River Forest, Concordia, Chicago, I said, I'll never take another 8 o'clock class again. I had one every quarter. until I graduated with my bachelor's degree.
Can't get away from it.
I don't know why it is. Every class that I needed, every quarter, there was an 8 o'clock class. And that's kind of like the demise of a college student. It's brutal because there's so many things going on late in the evening, too. We had campus Bible studies, you know, we had campus fellowship and Bible studies and worship opportunities that were, you know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. Comp line was 10 o'clock at night.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. I can't do that. Not on a regular basis, but they surely can.
Are there worship opportunities on campus, or what kind of opportunities are there for students? Are there any opportunities on campus for SIUE students?
Not currently, but we've been in conversation with the students about possibly opening up an opportunity maybe midweek for an evening compline service to gather. You know, as many times as we can under God's word. So we're hopeful that that might be able to be launched and that we could do that.
Well, I certainly know one student who would be there on a regular basis. Well, we're very grateful for the work that you're doing there at SIUE to bring the word of God to those students during such an important time. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the work at Trinity Lutheran Church in Edwardsville, Trinity Lutheran Ministries there, and the work that you're doing at SIUE. Stick around for more His Time as we talk with Pastor DeBlick from Trinity Lutheran Ministries in Edwardsville, Illinois. Right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO Radio salutes our day sponsor on this Tuesday, October 28th, 2014. Today's day sponsor is Charles Fisher. Today's day sponsor has made a contribution to Worldwide KFUO Radio in loving memory of his father, Frank Fisher, on his birthday. Once again, we say thank you to Charles Fisher of Marissa, Illinois, today's Worldwide KFUO day sponsor.
As we age, our needs change, but there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why Lutheran Senior Services offers everything from low-income housing to senior living communities that provide all levels of care, to in-home services, to hospice. Our mission of older adults living life to the fullest comes from John 10, verse 10, where Jesus says he came so that we might live life in abundance, now and into eternity. Improving the lives of seniors wherever they call home. LSSLiving.org.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
Hey, Pastor Craig D'Onofrio here. We're getting close to Reformation Day, but did you know that Mondays through Fridays are always Reformation Days? That's right, Reformation Rush Hour is Monday through Friday. Join me at 5 p.m. Central and enjoy our fascinating guests on Worldwide KFUO. All treats, no tricks. KFUO.org or in the St. Louis area, AM 850 KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, this is Pastor Mark Azil, the LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and LCMSU, inviting all college students and those with an interest in campus ministry to join us for Taboo, the 2015 National LCMS Campus Ministry Conference, this coming January 5th through 7th at St. Louis University in St. Louis. That's right, it's Taboo in the Lou. Find out more at lcms.org/LCMSU.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Pastor Jared DeBlick, Associate Pastor at Trinity Lutheran Ministries in Edwardsville, Illinois, and serving in campus ministry at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, SIUE, as it's known here in the St. Louis area. And so what is it like being back on campus, having been a student not that long ago at Concordia, Wisconsin, and then Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, and you're back on campus again? Does it feel funny?
It does a little bit. I mean, it's kind of like reminiscing, you know, you think about your your former days in an undergrad. And you say, has it really been that long? And, you know, shouldn't I be a doctor by now? You know, going four more years in the SEM and everything like that. But it's great. I love it. And it's good to have those interactions with students that you never expect.
Well, very good. It's nice to, I'm sure, be back on campus. It is a different environment than a campus or than a pastor who might be serving in a parish without a campus ministry. But you get all those experiences as well. You mentioned that you're as associate pastor there at Trinity, you have the opportunity to visit members. I gather visit shut-ins and yes. And the like, and making hospital calls and things like that. So it's probably challenging. How do you balance yourself between the life of a college student, which is probably 10 a.m. to like 10 or 11 p.m., and then the life of the shut-in, which is probably anywhere from 5 or 6 a.m. to, you know, 7 or 8, 9 p.m.? How do you balance that life between? And you're a married fellow too, correct?
Absolutely, with a baby on the way.
Well, congratulations. Thank you. Tell us about your family.
Yeah, it's my wife and I and our baby on the way. My wife's name is Morgan. We met at Concordia, Wisconsin, and she's a synodically trained elementary teacher. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, we've really coming into our own here in Edwardsville.
Well, your world is about to change, so.
So I'm told.
Well, balancing that life, how do you connect the campus students, how do you connect the campus ministry with the life of the rest of the congregation? How do you help them make that connection so that everybody is worshiping together and receiving God's good gifts together and seeing each other as brothers and sisters in Christ?
I think you just mentioned it. I mean, worship is at the core of who we are as Christians, that we come under God's word and sacrament. And as we receive those things in the divine service, we encourage, just not one age group to worship, obviously. We encourage all to receive God's gifts. And so that's where we tie everything together. You know, those who are about the vocation of, at their businesses or the like, and then the students and that as a vocation and with the duties that involves. And we all come under one roof, under the roof of the divine service. And we encourage them to worship at their home congregations. The SIUE campus ministry is not just simply a Trinity Lutheran Ministries thing. It is a district-wide campus ministry. And so we encourage them to be faithful in their congregations. If I read correctly, about 45% of SIUE students are from Madison County and St. Clair County. And so that leaves a lot of potential Lutherans to worship in their home congregation, but to also be encouraged to come to Bible class on Sunday evenings with us.
In terms of connecting with other college students and campus ministries, there's an opportunity coming up in January. We mentioned it just a little bit ago, and we just heard the promo for it, LCMSU Taboo. The theme of this conference, taboo, topics that are taboo, particularly when it comes to marriage and human sexuality. Why address these issues? Why do you think it's important to address these issues with college students? Why would they want to study these topics and talk about them and study God's word pertaining to these topics?
Sure. Yeah, that's another great question. You know, these are issues, particularly with human sexuality and even dating. These things are coming into vogue as far as, you know, the culture is concerned. There's a lot of challenges being presented, not only in a political political stage, but also on very individual. We are a world of individuality, and that is being voiced in the world, and the Christian voice needs to be out there as well. And taboo, I believe, serves as a platform for us as faithful Lutherans, Christians in the world, to hear about these things from faithful pastors and speakers, to hear, you know, what does God's word say about what it means to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman, to be a family, to live in the church?
On many of the college campuses in our country, students, when it comes to those topics of gender and vocation, marriage, relationships, human sexuality, the root of how the worldview of how these things are approached is rooted in, as you just said, our very individualistic society. It's all about me, and there's this worldview that is so often taught and that really shapes the education that many students receive comes from that way of thinking, this evolutionary way of thinking, survival of the fittest. It's all about me and what I want, and very little about the truth in God's word and why God created male and female, why God created, instituted marriage, why he gave us these relationships between husband and wife, this union between husband and wife. And so to have the opportunity to come together with other college students, because sure, you might address these things in your campus ministry where you are, but you might feel, your students might feel kind of very small, mm-hmm. in a sense, like, you know, may seem insignificant. God's word is certainly bigger than that, but to come together with other students, to hear from, as you said, to hear from other pastors and professors, teachers in our church body, to hear the truth of God's word on these matters, man, this is something that we don't get very often, every couple of years. Now, will this be your first LCMSU? Did you get to make it to the previous one?
I did not. I was on vicarage at the time, something came up. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. While I was on vicarage, I had tried to initiate a campus ministry presence on one of the community colleges there. Had wanted to go, and something came up, and I wasn't able to go, and I was really bummed because I do see the great value that a conference like this has. And as you said, I mean, you know, we can feel like islands in the sea of of the world's expressions and how they feel about who God is and what His Word has to say. And the island grows a little bit when we come to these conferences because we see that we're not alone.
And with technology, social media, that we have today, having attended one of these conferences, then you make all these connections. And it seems like with things like Facebook and Twitter and other social media, you're able to stay connected with these folks that you meet at these conferences and receive that mutual encouragement and mutual consolation of the brethren, if you will, after you go out from this place. So there's this connection. So you're right, that island gets a little bit bigger. And other people who are in kind of that same boat as you in terms of campus ministry, whether it's for you as a pastor or for the students, realizing that we're not alone, you know, to be a college student who stands up for these issues when it comes to marriage or even, you know, matters of life and being pro-life students. I'm encouraged by what I see from our college students today when it comes to these issues and taking a stand on these issues. It's very encouraging. Tell me about the students you get to work with. What do you like or what do you love about these students? What are you learning from them? We've got just about 2 minutes left.
Sure, before we wrap absolutely. Up. I always say, in whatever, you know, situation that I'm placed in, teaching wise, I feel like I always learn way more than what I teach, and this is no different. Campus ministry has been a huge learning experience for me and for the better, and the college students that I get to work with are just wonderful, you know, faithful Christians who have a desire to learn God's word and to confess it and speak it. They have a variety of backgrounds and places that they've come from, and to listen to them and to find where they've come from and where they are today in Christ is pretty impressive. They're all types, undergrad students, graduate students, wonderful.
As a DCE, I can relate to that. Every time I teach, I learn more. That's what I love about catechesis with our young kids, that every time I teach, I learn more from them. So if we just keep on teaching, we're going to learn a ton and we're going to be really smart, right?
That's right.
Every time I teach, I learn more, and then I realize I have so much more to learn. Yes. I always have more questions than after I teach. Well, I'm so happy that you are there at Trinity Lutheran Ministries in Edwardsville, and reaching the students at SIUE, bringing God's good gifts in word and sacrament to these students, helping them take a stand for God's word on their campus as well. So glad that you're there doing that. Any shout outs you want to give this morning as we wrap up our time together? Any students or anybody you want to say hi to this morning as we wrap up our time together?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Alex, Cody and Becca, Kelsey, Lauren, Ian, I'm going to forget so many people.
I put you on the spot, didn't I? Sorry.
Aaron, Sarah, and so many more. I know I'm going to forget you guys. Forget all of you guys.
And then you're going to sleep right now anyway.
Yeah,
don't worry.
That's right. I'm sure you'll call me out about it later. So.
That's okay. They can download the archive. They can listen to it on iTunes later on, or they can listen in the on-demand section as well. For those who want to share this interview with others, you can hear this Pastor DeBlick's story, our conversation. It's being recorded, and it'll be shared in our on-demand section on Worldwide KFUO, so you can share that with others and encourage them. If they don't have a campus ministry, if you don't have a campus ministry at a college near you, check it out. Find out more. You can look up LCMSU at the LCMS website and find out more about campus ministry there. You can also talk to Pastor DeBlick. He knows everything about campus ministry now, right?
Absolutely. After this conversation.
Well, Pastor DeBlick, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time. It's been great talking to you. God's blessings on your ministry there at SIUE and at Trinity Lutheran Ministries in Edwardsville.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being on the show today.
And to you and your wife and the new baby coming on the way soon.
Yes.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.